progress.
So you X it out right here, the number of questions. So you that little thing off. And you open it up big right there. And then when you are going to get rid of this little X out of there. Oh, no.
Okay.
So you go back to that.
I do something.
Yes, you click down there. So go back into the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Are you that big? Yeah, click on it. Don't click the X, just click on it. There you go. And then when you're done, you just have to click in.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah.
All
right.
That, so we're recording now, right?
You are recording. You are ready to go.
Okay, I'd like to call the events committee meeting to order of June 9th, 2022. Let's do a roll call. Oh, no, let's do the pledge of allegiance first, I'm sorry. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, roll call.
I'm going to put it here. Margaret Osofsky, present.
Debbie Kopp, present.
Rich Kopp, here.
Okay, our first item on the agenda is the next ice cream social. The first one of the season, June 18th.
Yeah.
So Tara is looking into ice cream cups.
He is trying to give me a phone call by the end of our meeting to let us know if he can get them cheaper than.
Okay. I think if he can get them cheaper than that, because I had said four packs, that would give us like 400 for the season. But if he can get them cheaper, we'll get six so we don't have to be like cheesy with the bowls.
Okay.
All right.
Let me let him know right now.
Are you still doing the 8 ounce ones, ones that you said? But he, I found plain ones. It was 100 pack. Just white without the blue and red color on it for $21.99 for 100. That was like the cheapest one on there, but if Garth can get them cheaper, then, you know, we'll do it that way. Also, we found out through Jenna and Tanya that they'll have petty cash. So like the Thursday before the ice cream social, I'll come in and I'll get the money from them if they want to do it that way, or I'll lay it out and then I'll reimburse us through petty cash, whichever way, and we'll figure that out and then I'll go down. And what do you think as far as flavors that we get? How many flavors? Four? So we don't make it two?
Chocolate chip mint for sure.
All right, so we want chocolate chip mint. Let's think of four flavors. So it's.
Well, you got to have straight up chocolate and vanilla, right?
Yeah.
Chocolate, vanilla, and do we want a sherbet?
No, that kid stuff. You know that nasty kid stuff.
Oh, what the heck was the name of it?
I don't know. It's
birthday cake or
no, it's not. It's green and weird looking.
Oh, Play-Doh?
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. Okay, and then I'll get some whipped cream, the cans of whipped cream. And we'll get some of the, like, you know, chocolate syrup, caramel syrup.
Okay.
And you want to limit it to two?
Yeah, don't get too many.
To the chocolate and caramel?
Okay. Yeah.
And then do we want to get some kind of cookies and like mash them up ahead of time, like the Oreo?
I don't know that that's necessary.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessary.
And no, like candy
sprinkles,
topping?
Like that.
Sprinkles? Just regular sprinkles? We can get regular sprinkles.
Chocolate and rainbow.
I'm not a big fan of that.
But what kids are, though.
Yeah.
Chocolate, rainbow.
Chocolate, rainbow, what?
No, sprinkles. Chocolate sprinkles and rainbow sprinkles.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Easy.
I know prior we had like all the candy, the goldfish and the M&M's and all that stuff, but
yeah. So we're doing chocolate, vanilla, Play-Doh, and chocolate chip mint.
We have those three containers. We used to put two in each one. Do we want to go with six flavors and then
no.
Just four? You want to stick with four?
Yeah, I mean, just mind having like a fruity one, like the sherbet. And it's going to be hot and fruity. Rainbow sherbet. How about rainbow sherbet?
Okay. Yeah, that's what
rainbow sherbet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you put chocolate syrup on orange,
yeah, I gotta go back in.
What did you say? I missed it.
So, okay.
So we'll do chocolate chip mint, chocolate vanilla, Play-Doh, and a rainbow sherbet. Then we'll have the whipped cream, a chocolate syrup, a caramel syrup, and chocolate and rainbow sprinkles.
I guess we could do cookies.
Let's just get like a pack of Oreo cookies, like the store brand one, and we'll mash them up ahead of time and put them in the bowl.
Yeah.
Oreos.
Okay. About ice, were we getting it that day?
Yes. On the way down, we'll get 3 bags of ice. That way we have it for the things to put the ice cream in. And are we going to do that empty, that instead of buying cases of water, just that big glass thing?
Yeah,
and put water in it, put ice.
I've got one of a big glass thing.
Is it's like a, you know, the plastic thing that's on, it's got the spout.
I've got one of those as well, but I almost wonder if just one of those big camping.
Yeah, we got that flat, too.
I mean, just a cooler.
Just something to put water in it that they can.
Yeah, my plastic one, I don't know that would keep it cold.
Cold, put ice in it.
A cooler. I'm good with whatever. I'm just offering.
Well, I don't, you know, as far as buying little things of water,
no.
It's very waste, you know, it gets really wasteful.
Because they take it, they drink half a bottle, and then we wind up throwing it all.
It gets wasteful. So I think, you know, can't we use the fire? Didn't they have a big orange thing?
Yes. Can we use that?
That's what we have. Yeah. So,
and we'll just put water, ice in it. All right, so we'll use the cooler from. We'll have to check it out ahead of time, Rich, to see if
it's. Well, here's a clear one, too.
Right, that's underneath the sink. Oh, that's that tabletop. That tabletop one?
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that. I know the clean hose is still in there.
Good.
All right, anything else for the social?
No.
And I think I'm just going to pick up.
What time are we meeting?
Usually we get down here between 5 and 5:30. I'm probably here at 5 because I'm a little more where I need more time to.
No, what is it? 4 tables?
Yeah, 4 tables. 2 tables for the ice cream.
Did you have anybody volunteering to do the scooping?
When we did the cleanup day, Kevin's 2 kids said that they would scoop.
Okay. Who said they would scoop?
Kevin's 2 kids. And
what about your ward?
Savannah? Is that her name, Savannah?
I don't know what her name is.
Oh,
she's going home tomorrow.
Oh. Wait, is that her name, Savannah?
Okay.
Yeah. There'll be plenty of kids there. We can get somebody else to scoop. Worst case scenario, adult will do it.
Okay, so, and then we also got little things that we got to remember, like if you have an apron for yourself, bring it. Because you're wiping your hands and it's all over you.
What about this t-shirt?
I have the t-shirts. I have to wash them.
Okay.
And we got little things that we found last year was, we got to figure out about the ice cream scoops. If we got to get scoops, what kind we wanted to use, because the ones that we had prior were not pounds. They were persons, and we don't have use of them anymore. So we need 4 good scoops.
I have 2, but they're just like,
the metal thing that you just
chef one.
Right.
I do have 2 of those.
I think the kind with the hand.
The thing?
The thing. Didn't that work the best?
All right, we'll look in Walmart. I'll look in Walmart.
Let's pick some up so we have them for the next one.
I think,
I hate to use Pampered Chef. They're expensive.
Yeah, I have a Metro, and I don't want to use
either.
No, we'll pick some up so that's what we have them.
And if anybody if each one of us bring one, that'll be good, like an empty plastic bucket or something. We'll have it after the first one from the ice cream buckets, but we keep one with water by each person so you can rinse out the scoop and wash, you know, for your hands. And as far as napkins, we went through so many napkins because people just use, they like take handfuls and use them. Upstairs, we have those rolls of the brown thing. So I think we just cut a bunch of them ahead of time and
okay.
Use that so we don't have to.
Give me a roll. I'll take it home and cut.
I'll go up and get that.
And you have the spoons and whatnot.
Well, we got spoons that would probably last us 3 more years.
Okay.
All right.
Marie got a box up in the attic and it's got like 1,000 spoons in it.
Okay, good. So we don't have to pay for that.
Okay. And so I guess we're good on that. And Rich, you weren't here for the last meeting as far as item number 2 on the agenda, Founders Day. Margie had a suggestion to make it easy and cost effective on everybody. Instead of doing a rip off where that's a big expense,
mm-hmm.
we just do like a pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
And we have time to think about, we'll do like those sausage links like we have at home, pancakes. Tara has another grill. The fire department has a grill. We'll get the pancake mix that's kind of like in that jug thing, and it'll be easy yeah. to do
mm-hmm.
and have juice with it. And either we can get the containers or we can get like that frozen juice and mix it. Like you used to have when you were a kid, the frozen juice.
From concentrate.
Yeah, the concentrate. Mm-hmm. So we can do that. And then
at Costco, not, I don't know what the frozen stuff costs, but you know, Costco is not
right.
all that expensive.
And then I would still like to do the pie eating contest.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was a lot of fun for Founders Day.
In our last meeting, we mentioned donut.
The donut contest
as
yeah.
well.
So yeah, that
would like.
We'll do the
merges.
Well, that's in September, so we still got plenty of time to. But just like ideas in our head, we'll do the pie contest, the donut one, and we have all the games that we can play with the kids, and we can do, you know, the water balloon toss again. That was a.
You know, we could run the pancake breakfast from a certain time to a certain time, and then after that, maybe we could do hot dogs and hamburgers. Just keep it cheap. You
yeah.
know. Because rib, meat is so expensive
yeah,
now.
Yeah, now forget it.
You know, it's just.
Okay, I'll get my good hot dogs.
Oh, God.
Was it got like Costco hot dogs
no.
that last all day
no.
or what?
No, I got the good ones.
He likes the Bar S hot dogs. And Marty always makes
them.
Oh,
that's right.
They're good. Tastes like bologna.
Oh. That's why I don't like
so
it.
So maybe if we did
like
10 to 11 breakfast.
Yeah.
And then we had the games and stuff, and then maybe 1 o'clock.
That sounds good to me. You know, have a, you know, a breakfast.
So 10 to 11 breakfast. Then we have all the games.
Now, are they going to do any kind of parade?
We can talk with the fire department, see if they want to do that again.
Then from
I can
11
take the car out.
To 1? To 11 to what? Were the games?
11 to 1.
Yeah.
11 to 12
yeah.
games. And then 12:30. Good time.
10:30 to. When do you want to end this?
2 o'clock.
Okay, 12:30 to 2.
But we're still going to have something for them to do from 12 to 12:30. I mean, like,
right.
will
well,
they come out or what do we?
We'll
yeah.
have the volleyball net up from the donut contest.
Okay.
Because we tied the donuts to the volleyball net. So they'll have that. Plus, we'll have the bounce house, the little bounce house for the
okay.
kids.
So there's something they can
yeah.
do the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay.
This, and, you know, we'll have all the other little games, and we'll make one section over here. We'll let the kids do the water balloons. And when we get here, we'll pick out a kid to have them start, you know, filling up all the balloons and stuff.
Yeah. Well, they have those. Do they still have those kind at Costco or you?
They do.
They don't?
The whole bunch of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
That has the whole
I don't know about Costco, but they have them at every other store, Walmart.
Right. Well, I know if you get them, it's like a kit thing and it has the thing to go to the hose, but these kids know how to stick a balloon on the thing and fill it up that way. So
oh.
if we get the balloons cheaper.
Well,
we can see what they cost.
Yeah, I don't, and you know, I haven't, I don't even know if they even have them.
Yeah, I know they did.
They did,
fair.
Yeah.
So we can
but we
because,
probably
you know,
need to get them soon.
Right.
Because water balloons were a big hit.
Yes.
Really a
big
hit.
And we have things like the tug of war rope to do, and that was a big hit too.
Okay.
And remember the lady, White Eagle's wife? You know, White Eagle's the gentleman
yeah.
from the fire department,
mm-hmm.
the older guy, and his wife always comes
mm-hmm.
and she plays. I've never seen an older lady laugh so much as playing the tug of war. She had a really good time.
That's awesome.
So we have plenty of games like that we can do. And that'll be.
Does anybody have one of those cornhole things?
No, I wanted to get one.
I have one, I believe. I'm pretty sure I have one.
Well, that'd be good if,
I mean, if I can find it. Okay.
Any other suggestions?
I mean, just keep some, you know.
Yeah.
I almost think it would be fun to have like a swimming pool on the tug of war in the middle and have it, have them actually.
We've all read the minutes. Did you send it to her?
Maybe not.
We'll just call you, we'll make you Kevin for the meeting.
Yeah, I'm Kevin.
And once Marjorie reads the minutes and sees everything's good, we'll try my best.
So, what about the board? What's happening on that? Anything?
I mentioned it to Andy. And he's going to get back to me and let me know what's coming up.
All right,
so you're good?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't recommend fireworks.
No, it's definitely, that's not even a question. Okay, everyone's read the meetings for our first meeting, which was on, what was the date of that first meeting? May 12, 2022. Everything looks good to me. I make a motion we accept the minutes from May 12, 2022.
I second that motion.
Vote.
Tara Hood, aye.
Robert Osaski, aye.
Debbie Kopp, aye.
Rich Kopp, abstain.
Rich was not at the meeting at that time. Okay, we have one more motion to make for today. Who would like to make it?
I make a motion, we adjourn this meeting of the events committee.
Second the motion.
Tara Hood, aye.
Margaret Osaski, aye.
Debbie Kopp, aye.
Rich Kopp, aye.
So.